This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Gibbon.
Here's the commissioner with the first overall selection of this year's draft.
John Urschel watched the first round of the 2014 NFL draft like a fan. He knew his name wouldn't be called on the first day, but
I was certainly going to be drafted. In fact, I was projected to be like a third, fourth round pick.
Urschel waited all day the next day. No call. By the third day of the draft, he was starting to get nervous.
You get concerned when Mel Kiper has you on a shortlist of best available for, like, pick after pick after pick.
When the call finally came in the fifth round, Urschel and his mom were playing a board game called Settlers of Catan. I love that detail because it is like the geekiest game there ever was.
It is a good game, but I will say, you can get geekier. Like, Settlers of Catan, that's just a gateway game. Like, for instance, if you love co-op games, Forbidden Desert, tons of fun. If you like being competitive, Splendor is a game that I quite enjoy. If you like sort of these mafia-type games, Coup is quite a nice sort of simple game.
I'm not sure what I expected when I sat down to interview the guy who had left the NFL to finish his doctorate in mathematics at MIT, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't a list of board game recommendations. But for John Urschel, games have been part of his life since he was young.
Most kids get their allowance by, you know, mowing the lawn, things like this. My mom, because she recognized that I was strong in math, wanted to encourage me with respect to math.
It started simply enough. Whenever Urschel and his mom were out shopping, she'd ask him to calculate how much change she'd be getting back. If he could do the math before the cashier handed his mom the money, he'd get to keep the change.
And this was a fantastic game. I love this game.
But soon, Urschel's mom realized she was losing more money than she could afford to lose. So she made the game harder. Now Urschel would have to add up all the prices and calculate the total after tax. I can't even imagine doing that. I just can't.
But here's the thing. Imagine how good you would be if that was how you got your allowance.
While Urschel's mom was encouraging him to focus on math, his father was providing a different sort of motivation.
My father played football. He played at the University of Alberta. I just really idolized him, and I really wanted to be just like him.
Urschel's dad had played football while in med school. His mom was a lawyer. But when he was a kid, Urschel hated school. He was counting the days until he could play football. Urschel was too big to play Pop Warner. Youth football has weight limits to try to keep kids safe. So he showed up for the first day of his high school's freshman practice, having never been in a football locker room.
Everyone's putting on their pads. I have no clue what goes where. No clue. Like, looking back on it now, I'm fairly certain I put on my pads wrong. I'm, like, almost certain that I did not put these on correctly.
But once Urschel got out on the field, there was one thing he knew how to do, almost instinctively. He knew how to hit.
So the next day, they bumped me up to JV.
After one day, you went from freshman to JV.
Yeah. They said, wow, this kid has no clue how to play football, but he's really good at hitting.
4 years later, John Urschel was weighing his options for the next chapter in his football career.
I was very uncertain of where I was going to go. I thought I was going to go play football at Princeton, which my mom was sufficiently pleased with. Then I got some interest from the University of Buffalo. Their academics are not quite as strong as Princeton's, but they have a better football team. And so my father advised me to go to the University of Buffalo for the better football. And my mother was completely opposed.
A better option didn't present itself until December of Urschel's senior year, months after all the top recruits had signed. That's when Urschel was pulled out of class to meet with a coach for Penn State.
When my mom found out that I was taken out of class to talk to a coach for Penn State football, she was livid.
Urschel was Penn State's second-to-last recruit that season. He traveled to State College to accept the offer. That's where he nervously approached longtime coach Joe Paterno for the first time.
He told me that I was the type of kid that they loved having at Penn State. He said they loved having smart, good kids who love football and are good people. And he says, Urschel,
you're going to be a captain one day. I'm the 25th of like 26 people they take. Like, I am the bottom of the bottom. And he tells me this. And what do you know?
John Urschel was named a team captain in 2013, his senior year. But Joe Paterno wasn't around to see it. He had been dismissed by the university in November 2011 after former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was charged with child sex abuse. Paterno died 2 months later. In 2012, the NCAA imposed unprecedented sanctions against the Penn State football program, fining the school, banning the team from postseason play, and reducing scholarships. Urschel says what happened to Penn State football pales in comparison to the horrific injustices done to Sandusky's victims. But he's also aware of something else. If Penn State had been under sanctions when he was recruited, the school would not have had a scholarship to offer him. And if he hadn't gone to Penn State, he says he might never have discovered something really important about himself. Urschel had always been smart, but he'd never really cared about academics. That changed at Penn State. One day, freshman year, Urschel was in class listening to a lecture on differential equations.
In order to sort of find the solution to one, you often need to solve some polynomial equation.
If you must know, it was a fifth-order polynomial equation. There's no formal method to always compute this sort of thing. So when the instructor asked the class for the roots of the equation, he didn't expect an answer. But Urschel didn't know this was something he wasn't supposed to be able to do. So, to his instructor's surprise, he answered the question. He left class that day with a new thought.
Hey, you know, maybe I'm not bad at this. Maybe I have some natural ability in math. People had always told me I had natural ability in football. In hindsight, I had way more natural ability in math than football. Way more ability.
By the end of his junior season, Urschel had completed his bachelor's in engineering and started a master's in mathematics. He'd also been named a first-team All-Big Ten offensive lineman, and there was a lot of buzz around his future in football. One day, the offensive line coach called Urschel into his office to encourage him to wait another year before declaring for the draft. Had that even entered into your mind?
The NFL hadn't even entered into my mind. At this point, I'm just really enjoying football, and I'm really enjoying playing with my teammates. And I have one more year to play at this university I love with all of my best friends. And I was just so excited.
So Urschel came back for his senior year. He stayed until he was taken in the fifth round of the 2014 NFL draft by the Baltimore Ravens. That's when people really started asking him, "Aren't you worried about your brain?"
I almost never got these questions. But then slowly but surely, they started like picking up more and more and more, in part probably because I was getting more attention, and in part because concussions were getting more attention. I mean, I think our trajectories of attention have sort of, we paralleled each other a little bit.
And because you're getting attention for being smart.
Yes.
Urschel had one diagnosed concussion in high school. It wasn't football related. His second concussion came during training camp, his second year with the Ravens.
And I just got hit in the side of the head. I got blindsided. And I got knocked out.
Ever since he was a kid playing games with his mom, Urschel had entertained himself with math. And he'd kept working on the academic papers he'd started at Penn State, even while he was playing with Baltimore. But when he got that concussion, he found that higher-level math was suddenly out of his reach.
It was so frustrating. My brain is not going. Like, I'm just not capable of processing these things. And I was not someone you wanted to be around because I was so just, like, angry and frustrated.
Was that harder than not being able to go to practice?
Yeah, but I have to say, the not being able to play football, this was also, like, upsetting and frustrating to me. So I was just quite displeased.
But then you got better.
Yeah, and then I got better. And so...
And then did it...
Business as usual.
It never came into your mind?
Nope. In fact, someone asked me about this like a day or two ago, about that concussion and my retirement and like what was the relationship. And I didn't realize this until that person asked me that question. Absolutely nothing. I forgot about that concussion. Like, I really like it happened. I moved on. And I really like forgot about it.
So you're playing in the pros and yep. everybody's asking you about concussions and reminding you
concussion,
of all the horrible things.
Concussion, and brain injuries.
And what do you make of that?
I ignore it. I really sort of decide, no, I'm not paying attention to this. I'm playing football. And whatever happens when I'm 50, 60, 70, it's going to happen. It's going to be fine.
And did that ever change?
Yeah. So this sort of, you know, whatever happens, happens, did sort of change somewhat, especially when I got to MIT.
In January of 2016, during the NFL offseason, Urschel arrived in Cambridge to begin his doctoral studies at MIT.
My love for math just grew even more. And I really thought, man, this is a career I really want to pursue. And I want to be able to do math and teach when sort of I'm 70. And sort of I found out I was going to be a father. I want to be around to like hang out with my grandkids and things like that. People always think about that sort of in a concussion sort of point of view, but I mean this in sort of a holistic point of view. I was really glad to get out and be healthy.
Do you ever today find yourself sitting at MIT saying, I wish I was out on the field?
No. Yeah, that's not a thing.
After starting in 13 games over three seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, John Urschel left the NFL in 2017. He says he settled into retirement really, really well.
Everything I do here on out, this is like gravy. Although maybe I shouldn't tell people that like I would just do math for free because I will be trying to get people to hire me shortly. So pay me a good paycheck. I'm worth money. I'm good at math, I promise.
John Urschel's new book is called Mind and Matter, A Life in Math and Football. You're listening to Only a Game from NPR.